The Father, as was alluded to earlier in verse 12, has made us meet. And then he has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. It's what the Father did. The Father loved the Son and wanted for him that which would be united with him in a soon coming day. But right now we can enjoy those things as his own. And then we were reading verse 20. I want to go back to verse 20 of our chapter 1. And having made peace through the blood of his cross. So first off, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. We also have peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him to say whether things in earth or things in heaven. Now is the time to make your decision. When you're under the earth, when you've died outside of Christ, there's no reconciliation. There's reconciliation today for those who are under the blood. And he's reconciled both things in earth and things in heaven. Verse 21, and you who are sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Do we know that? Some of us had the privilege of growing up in Christian homes and have been spared much. And some have still, in Christian homes, chosen to do their own thing. But do we really know, some of us, what it means to have been alienated and enemies? Alienated, far away, enemies, totally against that which is right and proper. Hath he, yet now hath he reconciled, he's brought us back together into a right relationship with himself in the body of his flesh. It says in Hebrews 10, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, he's made that new and living way. In Romans 8, it says that the law couldn't, being weak through the flesh, but he did in sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. So what I'm saying by that is, he's, through the body of his flesh, he's brought us back through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. And that goes again with Ephesians 1, I'll just read that really quickly so I don't quote it wrong. I quote verse 4 of Ephesians 1, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And here it is, holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in his sight. This is what he's done. It doesn't mean we don't have things that need to get dealt with. And when we get them dealt with, we're then seen in God's sight again as holy and unreprovable and blameless in his sight. We're seen in that, in the good of that. But if we're not living in the good of it, then we always live under this cloud. But he's done the work. So we just have to enter in and enjoy the work. We're reading here what God, behold the salvation that God is going to wreak, that he is going to work out in our lives. And then it brings us, and I'm not going to go there, but then it goes on in verse 6 of chapter 2, as ye have received. If he's received us into relationship with himself by believing on the blood of the Lord Jesus at the cross and God's acceptance of that, then he says, if we've received Christ Jesus, then walk in him.